With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome into Sending In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today. Plenty of NFL talk. We'll dive into half of the slate for Week 10 in the NFL. Really like the card this week. Bunch of the games that we'll look at. I have some strong plays that I am on. Also going to talk NFL MVP on the show today. I think that market's really heating up. We obviously got the NFL trade deadline later today, and I got some strong takes on some guys that I would look at in that market. We're going to dive in to the marquee games on the college football slate for Week 11. Kate Constable going to join us for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. Not really much tonight. No NFL. We got a couple college football games. No NBA. So looking ahead, anything that you guys are eyeing. Obviously had a great night in college basketball last night. Let me know and write it into the chat. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, anything from the show today, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session on a Tuesday. And let's look at some of the marquee games in college football this week in Week 11. We will start with one of the biggest games of the weekend. That's going to be Georgia and Ole Miss. Now, we talked about this game in length yesterday. My opinion's still the same. It's not going to change throughout. What is going to be fascinating to see is if this line does move up to 3. If this line consistently stays at -2.5, that would surprise me, but I think by the time this game kicks off on Saturday, it does move to 3. I talked about it yesterday. To me, Georgia-Ole Miss, I think, is just the SEC version of Penn State and Ohio State. Georgia's obviously the Buckeyes, and Ole Miss is Penn State. Ole Miss has a good team. They're a nice program, good recruiting classes, but anytime you ask them to go up against any one of the big boys, they just can't get it done. Kiffin could never beat Saban when he was in Tuscaloosa. He lost to Georgia last year, 52-17. Carson Beck has struggled this year. There's no doubt about it, and that would be the big concern for you heading into this game. But Georgia, this is now their third big-time road test that they've had this season. They've obviously played at Bama. They've played at Texas. They're going to be ready for the environment. They're going to be ready to deal with everything that comes with playing in a tough road game in the SEC. Under a field goal, I like Georgia -2.5. Michigan at Indiana on Saturday. Indiana -14.5. The total is 48.5. I mean, if you follow college football this year, you know if you just blind bet Indiana, you're having a hell of a year in college football. They've been unbelievable. Kurt Cinetti's done an incredible job. Should be the coach of the year right now in college football. Now, Indiana, we keep waiting for the let-up. We keep waiting for them to slip up at some point. Their next game on the schedule is Ohio State. They have a bye week upcoming next week before the Buckeyes, and that obviously could be a monster game. It could potentially decide who plays Oregon in the Big Ten title game. Now, you're getting a lot of points with Michigan at +14.5. The Wolverines still have a good defense. The thing, though, is Indiana does such a good job at taking advantage of these Big Ten offenses and these quarterbacks that are just prone to turn the ball over. And that's what Michigan does. They don't have a good offense. They don't have a good quarterback. And at home in Bloomington, the thing about Indiana is you can't get behind, because once they get a lead and they get rolling, then they just continue to extend that lead. They're so good at playing with the lead and continue to extend it. We see it week after week after week. So it might feel like a lot of points, but it would only be Indiana or pass for me on Saturday. Number 19, Clemson in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Clemson 6.5-point favorites with a total of 53.5. Both of these teams coming off tough losses on Saturday. Clemson, obviously, a home loss to Louisville, pretty much knocked them out of the college football playoff. And then Virginia Tech's had a disappointing year. They had a tough loss in overtime to Syracuse. Kyren Jones, Virginia Tech's quarterback, dealing with an injury, hoping that he can be back this week. I like the under in the game, though, 53.5. We've really only seen Clemson play two decent teams this season in Georgia and Louisville, and their offense in Cade Klubnik looks like the Cade Klubnik that we've seen most of his college career. After the Georgia game, Clemson was putting up like 50 points on everybody. They were scoring in bunches, and we thought maybe this offense had turned the corner. We finally see him against a competent team in Louisville, and it looked like the same old Clemson. So I think their offense is going to struggle on the road against a good defense in Virginia Tech. And likewise, I think Virginia Tech and their offense that run first, they're going to struggle a little bit against Clemson. So give me the under 53.5 in that game. Number 21, Colorado, 3.5-point favorites on the road in Lubbock this week, taking on Texas Tech with a total of 62.5. What a bye week Colorado had. They sat back and watched Iowa State lose. They watched Kansas State lose. And now Colorado, there's a very real possibility that Deion and his guys could find themselves in the Big 12 championship game with a chance to make the college football playoff if they win out. Tough road game, though, going up against Texas Tech, who's coming off a big upset win in Ames against Iowa State last week. Now, Colorado's had two losses this season to Nebraska and Kansas State, two teams that are kind of built the same way. They want to run the football. They're well-coached. They want to play good defense. Texas Tech's kind of the same way. Their defense has been up and down this year, but they have a very good running game. I think Texas Tech's running game can keep Shadur and that Colorado offense on the sidelines, so I would look at Texas Tech plus 3.5. Really interesting game in Nashville on Saturday between South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Gamecocks are 3.5-point favorites at Vandy. So obviously South Carolina, we loved them last week against Texas A&M. They have that big upset win. How are they going to look like that coming into Nashville? And Vanderbilt, I mean, they just keep getting disrespected, right? Another week where Vandy is an underdog. Not only have they been so good as a dog this year against the spread, they've been incredible as an underdog outright. This line opened up South Carolina minus 1.5. It quickly got bought up to 3.5. It just feels like over the field goal now. Normally, I'd go with South Carolina. When you see an unranked team on the road favored against a ranked team like we got with Minnesota, Illinois last week, I'd normally always go towards the favorite. Vandy's just been so good as a dog this year. I think they match up well with South Carolina. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I'll take Vandy plus the points. Number 11, Alabama takes on LSU in Death Valley on Saturday night. Favorite bet in this game is going to be Bama in the first half. Probably going to be minus 2.5 when it ends up dropping on some of these books. Think about how Bama came out against Georgia when they were coming off the bye week. They obviously go up 28-0 in the first quarter. I think Kellen DeBoer is going to have a lot of really good scripted stuff. I think Bama's game plan early on is going to be really good. And then I think Brian Kelly and LSU are going to make some adjustments. I think they're going to come back in the game. I'm hoping this game plays out where Bama gets up early, we hit our first half bet, and then we can bet LSU live at a big number, because I do expect this game to be close and I expect it to be one possession. I do like Bama, though, in the first half. And then finally, really good game in the state of Utah, number 9, BYU at the Utes. It's been a really disappointing season for Utah. Cam Rising just could never get healthy. Defense has been solid like it always is. BYU's been one of the best stories in college football. They're undefeated this year. They're 7-1 against the spread, but this is a rivalry game. Utah and Bryce Eccles is still one of the toughest places to play in the country. This is going to be an ugly, physical, low-scoring game. We're getting 4 points with Utah. I will take the Utes plus 4 on Saturday night. All right, let's go to the NFL now. Little gridiron glass. Already week 10 in the NFL. And one of my favorite bets, the Week 10 is going to be on Thursday night with the Cincinnati Bengals +6.5 against the Ravens. The Bengals, it's a must-win game for them. Their season pretty much is on the line. They're 4-5 this year. They can't afford to drop to 4-6. They can't afford to lose both games to Baltimore this season. The Bengals are 4-5, but all five of their losses this year have come by one possession. They lost to the Ravens by 3. They lost to the Commanders by 5. They lost to the Chiefs by 1. I mean, they have been right in these games week after week after week. We're getting 6.5 points with Cincinnati. We all know in these divisional games in the NFL, it's tough to beat a team 2 times. Bengals should have won that first game. And just knowing this Bengals-Ravens rivalry, the road team tends to play better when these two teams meet up. When the game's in Cincinnati, Baltimore tends to play well. When the game's in Baltimore, Cincinnati tends to play well. I know the Ravens are a juggernaut. John Harbaugh and the Ravens are 8-0 all-time on Thursday night games. I just think this is too many points. I like the Bengals +6.5. Out in Germany, we got Giants and the Panthers. If you don't want to watch this game or bet on it, can't say I blame you. It's pretty bad between these two teams. I just taken the under at 41.5. We got Daniel Jones and Bryce Young. I mean, what more needs to be said after that? You got Carolina coming off a win against New Orleans. They might be feeling themselves a little bit. This game just screams under between these two teams. I'm not overthinking it. I'm expecting 17-13, somewhere in that neighborhood. I'll take the under in that game. Patriots at the Bears. Chicago laying 6.5. The total is 39.5. Now, this is a tough game. Obviously, Chicago, I think their defense can really give Drake May and New England fits, but the vibes around the Bears right now are just not good at all with Eberflus in that locker room and the end of that Commanders game and how they looked against Arizona. It's just not good. Certainly not a team I would want to lay 6.5 points with, but I also don't want to bet New England because I think their offense is really, really going to struggle against Chicago. I think Patriots team total under is probably the way to go in this game, but I would stay away from the spread. Another bet I really like, give me the Indianapolis Colts +4 against the Bills. This is just your classic look-ahead spot. Buffalo has the Kansas City Chiefs on deck in Week 11. That game's at home. It's in Buffalo. It's probably going to be for Josh Allen to win MVP. It might decide who gets the number one seed in the AFC. And obviously, the Bills struggle against the Chiefs all the time, especially in the postseason. They always look forward to those matchups. It's a bad spot. This reminds me a lot when the Packers went to Jacksonville a couple weeks ago, right before the Lions game, and the Jags, it was kind of a stinky spread, 3.5. Jacksonville covered that. I can see this being the same thing with Indianapolis. I'll gladly take the Colts +4. Broncos at the Chiefs, Kansas City laying 9.5. Give me Denver plus the points in this game. Back-to-back weeks that Denver is on the other end of a big number. They were 9.5-point dogs to the Ravens. They're 9.5-point dogs again to Kansas City. Brutal spot, though, for the Chiefs. The Broncos last week got the Ravens off of a really bad loss to Cleveland. Well, this week, they get Kansas City off of a really tough win at home against Tampa Bay. Now it's a short week, and I just talked about, well, the Bills got the Chiefs on deck. The Chiefs obviously got the Bills on deck as well. They might be looking ahead to that game. Denver's still got a very good defense. These games in Arrowhead between these two teams tend to be lower scoring. They tend to not be that great. Bo Nix is certainly going to struggle against this Kansas City defense. I expect the Chiefs offense to struggle as well. Feels like a 20-13 kind of game. I'll take Denver +9.5. Falcons -3.5 at New Orleans. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be on Atlanta this week. They're playing really good football. They're beating up on all these bad teams with all these banged up defenses and bad defenses. They go up against New Orleans, who obviously fired their coach in Dennis Allen earlier this week. Saints are coming off a really bad loss to Carolina. Divisional game, it would only be the Saints for me. I probably wouldn't bet this game, and I think we might see a 4. I think this might close in Atlanta -4. It would only be the Saints or pass. Love San Francisco on Sunday against Tampa Bay. This line has actually gone the other way than I thought it would. The look-ahead line was 6.5 with the 49ers, and I thought when it was going to reopen, it would go back out to 7. It's actually dropped down to 6, 5.5 now at some books, but I love this spot for the Niners. They are fresh. They're going to be coming off of a bye week. going on the road. McCaffrey's back practicing. And this is when the Niners tend to get on a roll. We talk about the Bengals' slow starts year after year. I don't think many people realize, like, San Francisco is another team that tends to start pretty slow. And then in November, this is when they start to get it going. And if you're Tampa Bay, I mean, they exerted so much energy last night against Kansas City. Great comeback, a tough physical game. Now it's a short week, and you got to play another really good team in San Francisco. Think about how well these good teams have been performing off of bye weeks when they go on the road. Kansas City performed really well against the Niners. Detroit performed really well against Dallas. I expect a good performance from San Francisco on Sunday. And then finally, another really good game this week, the Steelers and the Commanders. Now we're getting a plus +3 with Pittsburgh. I really like this bet. Obviously, the Steelers see Lamar Jackson twice a year. I think that's really going to help them defending a guy like Jaden Daniels, who has a similar skill set. Lamar tends to always struggle against the Steelers. It's one of the few teams that feels like has his number year after year. They usually force him into turnovers. I think they're going to be able to do the same thing to Jaden. And just like San Francisco, the Steelers are coming off of a bye, and they're going on the road. I like the Steelers in that game, plus +3 against Washington. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. Place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. We had that last night with DeAndre Hopkins. He scores second, get our entire stake back in cash. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable and get some of her bets for the upcoming week. Kate, before we dive into what you like for the upcoming week, what does the BetQL model like for today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, the BetQL model, it has a 5-star play in college basketball. Fun that college basketball is finally back. San Francisco minus 20.5 versus Cal Poly. I can't... You know, PJ, I can't tell you that I'm, like, locked in on what's going on with San Francisco and Cal Poly right now, but the model makes this a 5-star play, and it has San Francisco covering by 24.5 points, which is a 4.5-point difference from where the line is. So the value, according to the model tonight, is on San Francisco minus 20.5.
All right, love it. Yeah, no NBA tonight, so if you want to sweat in college hoops, there you go. The model likes San Francisco. Speaking of the NBA, Kate, so no games tonight because of Election Day, but we've kind of been like 2 weeks into the season. We have a little bit of an idea of how these teams have looked so far. What teams have surprised you this season, either good or bad so far?
Yeah, one of the teams, PJ, is the Golden State Warriors. Like, we weren't quite sure what to expect with the dynasty broken up and Klay Thompson leaving and a lot of young players on the roster, but so far they have been great, ranking in the top 5 offensive defensive rating, they're second in net rating, second in points allowed per game. I mean, they are just been extremely efficient, and even without Steph Curry, the Warriors have, I believe, a 65 point differential without Curry on the floor this year in his non-minutes. So they do have the bench and the depth to keep things alive even when Curry's not on the floor. Now, they have played a very soft schedule, so that's going to pick up here over the next couple of days. They play the Thunder, the Celtics, and the Cavs, so the top 3 teams in the league, and I think that's going to tell us a lot about what this Warriors team really is like as we continue on through the season. Another team that I've been impressed with is Cleveland. Like, not that I necessarily thought Cleveland wasn't going to be good at all this year, but they've exceeded expectations. Like, they are clicking on all cylinders from the very start. They are the number one team in the league, and they've looked like the number one team in the league. So they've just exceeded my expectations. I had high expectations for them overall, but yeah, so far so good for everything that's going on in Cleveland.
So no games tonight, Kate. Tomorrow we got a full slate. Anything that kind of catches your eye as you maybe look at some of the games for tomorrow?
Yeah, one of them that I really like is the Miami Heat. They're going on the road and playing the Phoenix Suns. I'm going to take the Heat plus 5.5. Suns are 6-1, so they're also a team that's gotten off to a really good start. They've been healthy, which is huge for them. But the Suns' last 4 wins have all come by 6 points or less, so they're not exactly blowing teams out. And the Heat are undefeated on the road. They're also going to have an advantage in the rebounding department. Heat are sixth in rebounding. Phoenix is 16th. So an advantage on the glass. I think that's going to lend itself to the Heat being able to cover in this one. I also like the Thunder covering on the road in Denver. Talk about teams that I've been impressed with. Teams that I've been unimpressed with is the Nuggets. They just haven't looked great at all this season, and their depth is going to be an issue going forward, especially like all those non-Jokic minutes. They just don't have the bench depth that they've had in the past, and the Thunder with them clicking on all cylinders. They're 7-0. They're 4-0 on the road this year. Laying 4.5, I think they can cover that fairly short number, even in Denver, just with the form that the Nuggets have been in lately, hasn't really impressed me all that much.
I like it. It's a couple good games tomorrow in the NBA. Kate, we got a couple of good games in the NFL upcoming for Week 10 early on in the week, but any bets currently at some of these numbers that you like?
Yeah, PJ, I'm going to keep betting this. I know I feel like I come on here every week and I tell you this, but Derrick Henry, his longest rush right now, it's 18.5 over at BetMGM. I've seen it at 20.5 other places. The Ravens play the Bengals on Thursday Night Football, right? Henry's just surpassing this number by a wide margin. Other than last week, his longest rush was 20 yards last week, but that went over the line of 17.5. Otherwise, he's just kind of blown past this number in every single game this season, except that first game of the year, his first game in a Ravens uniform against the Chiefs. Now, when they played the Bengals earlier this year, he had, I believe it was a 51-yard rush, but that was in overtime. So the Bengals did do a good job of kind of containing Henry throughout the game. I'm not sure they're going to be able to repeat that this time. I lean towards the Bengals covering in this one because of what you said. This is kind of a must-win for them to stay alive, not only in the division, but in the playoff race. So lean towards the Bengals covering, but I love the Derrick Henry longest rush. I'm also at this yet, but I'm considering it, PJ. I might just play on the whole fired coach team rallies the very next week card and take the Saints plus 3.5 against the Falcons. Without Dennis Allen in the building, does that give it a little bit more boost or more motivation to this team that is also just coming off of a loss to the Panthers? Like, that's a terrible loss. Those players have to be fired up and ready to go and kind of avenge what happened last weekend. Even though statistically they outplayed Carolina, still had the L. And Atlanta doesn't have much of a pass rush. We all know Derek Carr, when pressured, is terrible. He's not going to be pressured a whole lot in this situation on Sunday. So I like the Saints plus 3.5.
I like it. Great look on the Derrick Henry longest rush. Played that last week. Like you said, it's been hitting with relative ease so far this season. What about in college football, Kate? Anything that you like for the upcoming week?
Yeah, two double-digit favorites, both in the Big Ten. I like Penn State, minus 13.5 against Washington, coming off of a loss to Ohio State last week. I mean, what do we know about James Franklin? He can't beat top 10 teams or top teams, but he can beat the mediocre teams, and Washington is a mediocre team. Washington is also playing at Penn State, so home field advantage for the Nittany Lions, and Washington's last three losses have all come on the road. So they are not great away from home. I think this is going to be a spot where Penn State knows that they can't really suffer another loss if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive. So this is going to be a big one for the Nittany Lions. I'll lay the 13.5. I'm also going to lay the 14 with Indiana against Michigan. I just think this Michigan team is done. I think they've kind of quit on the season. They have nothing going for them at quarterback. They've lost three of their last four. And Indiana isn't just beating teams. They are crushing teams. They've won each of their last five games by double digits. Like, they are hitting their stride right now at a time that's perfect for keeping their playoff hopes alive. And right now it's looking pretty good for them.
All right, very good. Kate, a lot of great stuff joining us here on Send It In for Model Making Money. Good luck the upcoming week, Kate. We'll catch you up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, NFL MVP time. Getting some breaking news from our guy, Shawnee Sharp. It looks like Mike Williams is on his way to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had Marshawn Lattimore break at the beginning of the show. He's getting traded to Washington. Mike Williams going to the Steelers. So obviously the Steelers needing a receiver, and they get a big body wide receiver in Mike Williams. So we will let you know over the next 7-8 minutes if there's any other trades that come out of the NFL. Let's talk some NFL MVP, though. I'm really excited for this market. I really only think, guys, there are three players that you can bet this year in the NFL to win MVP. And the first two are the co-favorites. Josh Allen at plus 300. Josh Allen was my pick at the beginning of the season to win MVP. I really thought the loss of Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, and just kind of perception around Buffalo and their offense this year, that if they were winning games and were as good as it looks like they are right now, it would all be because of Josh. He'd continue accounting for touchdowns, but he would limit the turnovers, and that is exactly what he is doing. 17 touchdown passes this season, 2 interceptions, also has run for over 200 yards, and has 3 rushing touchdowns. If you like the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs next week, and you like Buffalo to finish as a top 2 seed in the AFC, I think you bet Josh Allen to win MVP at plus 300. I think that's your path. If he loses to Mahomes, and he has already lost to Lamar, he had his worst game of the season against Lamar and the Ravens, I think it's going to be tough. If you like Josh, though, and the Bills to beat Kansas City next week, I think that's your guy to win MVP, and I would bet him at plus 300. The guy that I think right now is going to win it, though, is Lamar at plus 300. Folks, Lamar's the best player in football. I know Patrick Mahomes, if you had to win one game and you wanted a guy, you would take Mahomes. I would still bet the Chiefs over the Ravens in January in the postseason. But Lamar's the best player in football. He's the greatest running quarterback of all time. Now he's beating teams from the pocket. He's had 5 straight games where he's thrown for 280 yards or more. He has 20 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions this season. You just watch a Ravens game, and it's just so easy for him. It's like watching a great NBA player, how the game just slows down. They're so in control. That's what Lamar is right now. He's cooking. And he demolishes great teams. Outside of Kansas City, he just about beats everybody else. Got another big game against the Bengals this week. Lamar's playing out of his mind, though. He's also got over 500 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns this season. I think if the season ended today, Lamar would be MVP. Again, if Josh Allen and the Bills beat Mahomes next week, I think Josh would have the inside track. But right now, I think Lamar's got another great shot at MV3. I would look at him at plus 300. Pat Mahomes is behind those two guys at plus 450. Please do not bet Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP. I get the Chiefs are undefeated. I get they're 8-0. Yesterday was the first game all year that Patrick Mahomes had not had an interception in a game. He's got 11 touchdowns and 9 interceptions this season. Yesterday was the first game that he didn't throw a pick. Yesterday was also the first game where he threw 3 or more touchdowns in a game this season. He just has not had great stats this year. The Chiefs have been winning a majority of their games because of their coaching and because of their defense, not because of Patrick Mahomes. He should not win MVP. The only reason he's in this market is because the Chiefs are undefeated and because he's Patrick Mahomes, but he is not going to win this award. Jared Goff at plus 700. Now, Goff's having a good year. He's putting up good numbers. He's got 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions this season. He's got a 75% pass completion. My thing with Jared Goff is, like, when you watch the Bills and the Ravens play, obviously Josh Allen does so much for the Bills. Lamar does so much for the Ravens. It feels like Detroit, even though Goff's doing a really good job, it almost feels like he's this year's Brock Purdy, right? You watch San Francisco last year and you're like, if there was another quarterback like in that system, he could do pretty well. The Lions have such a great O-line, 2 great running backs, good receivers, a great coach, great offensive coordinator. They just got everything, and it just feels like Jared Goff's in the right place at the right time. Now, he's having a good year, but it just doesn't feel like Goff is elevating everybody around him, whereas Josh Allen and Lamar are doing that. So that's my thing with Goff. The Lions can continue to win games. They continue to look really good. Goff can continue to put up great numbers. But for me, he's this year's Brock Purdy, and eventually I think there's going to be a game late in the year where he self-destructs and he takes himself out of this race. So I would not bet Jared Goff. Now, Jaden Daniels is also interesting at 10-1. I think Jaden Daniels is much like Paul Skeens this year. I think he's kind of going to win NL Rookie of the Year, but I think that looking at MVP, it's a little bit of a long shot. His stats, he's only got 9 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions this season. He does have 459 rushing yards. It feels like if Washington keeps going at this pace, though, Dan Quinn's a slam dunk for Coach of the Year, Jaden's slam dunk for Offensive Rookie of the Year, and it feels like his chance at MVP just isn't going to be there. So certainly Jaden Daniels, Offensive Rookie of the Year ticket, absolutely MVP, not so much. They have Jalen Hurts in the market at 15-1 to win MVP. I literally wrote LOL in my notes, like, how can Jalen Hurts win the MVP this year? Joe Burrow, though, is a guy that I think is really interesting at 19-1. Joe Burrow's having an incredible year. 20 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. He's thrown 5 touchdowns in 2 different games. The only problem is that they're not winning. They're 4-5. If the Bengals win on Thursday, though, against Baltimore, I think the perception around Cincinnati is going to change. And the path to the postseason becomes much clearer. If you like the Bengals to win on Thursday night, I would take a shot at Joe Burrow at 19-1 because that price is going to be long gone if they win that game. Again, I only think there are three players that can win the MVP this year. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. I'd place a bet on those three guys. All right, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. We got 1 minute left. Speaking of Joe Burrow, again, not much action tonight in the world of sports, so we'll go to Thursday Night Football with my first prop that I like. Joe Burrow, longest pass completion, over 37.5 yards. We know how bad the Ravens secondary has been this year. I just mentioned how great Joe Burrow has been. When they played earlier this season, Burrow had a 70-yard pass completion. Ravens have been giving up explosive pass plays all year. Joe Burrow, longest completion on Thursday night, over 37.5 yards. Lock that in. That is my prop lock for today. Dog of the day, we're going to the ice. Give me the Bruins at plus 110 against the Maple Leafs. You don't have to know much about hockey to know that the Bruins own the Maple Leafs. We're getting the Bees at plus money. I'll gladly take them plus 110 against Toronto. And my best bet, college football tonight. Let's go a little Maction. Miami of Ohio and Ball State. Let's take the under at 48.5. Calling for some weather. We got some heavy winds, some rain in Muncie, Indiana tonight between Ball State and Miami of Ohio. We'll go under the 48.5. So once again, our favorite plays. Joe Burrow, longest pass completion, over 37.5 yards. Bruins are dog of the day, plus 110 against the Leafs, and the under in Miami of Ohio Ball State at 48.5. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will see you tomorrow. Michael Katz joins us to preview Ole Miss and Georgia.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.